decided to build a mikveh.
And I was the machsher of the mikveh, and over months before I came, we had communication on the mikveh. Of course, build the mikveh, and we build the mikveh. We build the mikveh so that we have a bo zriya and a bo hashoka. Okay, who's not comfortable with that one? Boys are up to that? Yeah?
No.
Okay. Our tap water goes into a kosher mikveh of rainwater, right, and overflows into the pool where the woman goes. And then there's another bowl, kosher mikveh, and a bongo, a cork that connects it to the mikveh. The mikveh is really where the woman goes in. The other we call the bowls, right? And the mikveh water is connected to the bowl, so that actually what went into the mikveh was kosher water already. Because if you had a mikveh, you had a bowl of memsor, of rainwater, and it overflowed, once you have memsor, as much water as you put in, all the water comes kosher. It's like bottle in the memsor becomes kosher water. The Baba Choy is there, claimed that that's not the way the Baba builds a mikveh. The Baba builds a mikveh where there's a bowl underneath the mikveh, not on the side of the mikveh. Some hydraulic, something that has to do with the movement of water, they claim that that way it guarantees that the bowl of Beit Shomim is never diluted out. So they have in the bottom of the mikveh a trap door, and that's open. So you have a bowl there, lamato, not minatzad. Nor do they have a bowl zriya. You have one bowl. And then, obviously, this first method is more chumrah than the other method. Nothing goes wrong when you do it that way. But it was not traditional with Baba Choy. So 770 doesn't have such a mikveh, it has the traditional mikveh of Baba Choy. So I couldn't believe that the Rebbe would have insisted on making a mikveh dafke in a way that others would find it unacceptable. You want a bowl lamato? Okay. But what did it cost you money to put a bowl benatzad also and have a bowl
sliya? Is it much more expensive?
Huh?
I heard that was the rationale. That's much more expensive to make the second bar on the side.
Okay, so let me give you.
Just one room.
Let me give you.
So
give me the rationale. Right. Anyway, thank God I have contact with people in Lubavitch. I called up one of the Troika, he says to me, it's not true. The 770 mikveh has a bowl zliya and has a bowl menatzad. It's not true. In addition, they have a bowl amat. I just guess it would have to be so. There's no rational reason why, if Baruch Hashem, there wasn't, as you just mentioned, an economic reason for it. Why they, and Babbage doesn't have any economic concerns. You know. I know they have so much money that the Rebbe stands there giving out dollars. I mean, so obviously, he doesn't have to do with all the money he has. And that's. So that ended the machlokas. We told that 770 has it that way. So it's halacha l'moshe misinai, no problem.
So, but if a woman in some other city, country, needed to go to a mikvah, lechatchila, is it okay to go?
Where?
To one with built with only the bore underneath.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. the Sam Sofer and the sons of Rav, the Rechaim, argue about that. And there's a beautiful Sefer published by an architect in Eretz Yisrael. It's called the Sefer HaMikvos on Ancient Mikvos. In there he has a lot of lomdas also. I think his name in a minute. They published a letter from the Chassam Sofer to the Tzanzarov. Tzanzarov held you have to make dafkid with two boros. Chassam Sofer held one boro is enough. And the Chassam Sofer signed his, and he was writing that the mikveh, not two boros, is not kosher because you dilute out the water too much. And the Chassam Sofer signed his letter to the Tzanzarov. Moshe Sofer, Shenolad mi Isher Tzidkonius, Shetovlo b'mikveh shabor echad. That finished the discussion. Never spoke again about it. Okay, that's how you play hardball. Those are the gedolim. All the shots as you see them, you convince your wife, you say it that way. It's okay. I want to put a period in sync because it's been bothering no end. I want to go back to, if you can, to the Egli Tal on Asholik. Okay, you remember, you have it in front of you? Okay, on page Reish Ayin Tes. There's L'chul Reine Muvot. Yerushalmi lists Gorling and Sholik, right? Kulam Chayov and Mishum Mavashel. They're all Ovos, like Mavashel. So the question is, well, how do you get to the Sholik, right? Mimon Shach. Im loy hoye mevushel koydem lachein mechi bishlo chayiv av koydem che nishlak. Well, what's sholuk? Sholuk means you cook to fall apart. Finally, I got a recipe. It's I was looking for. Is there such a thing where you have to have dafke sholuk? That bishul is not adequate. It must be sholuk. And it must be sholik, then it's possible to say that if someone intended to make sholik and he only ended up with bishul, lo neskaima machshavto, and it won't be a yisur d'raisa. Okay, so here's the recipe. Compliments of a granddaughter. If you make a vegetable soup, in which you put in all kinds of vegetables, or one kind of vegetable, and you might not end up with a blended soup. So after you cook it, you'll subject it to, nowadays, a hand blender, or put it to a wearing blender. In order to do that successfully, there shouldn't be any graininess to it. It's important to cook the vegetables until they're dead. You need sholok. Just to cook it until it's ready to eat, this bashable tzolko will not work well on the blender. So you gotta cook it to death. That's sholuk.
How do you know it's done?
It's very easy. That's that the kasha has also. As you put on a small fire, you go to sleep. You put on a small fire and then cook 2-4 hours. Then you know, you come back in, you take that the hand blender, in a few minutes you have a puree. You have a smooth concoction. So there you have sholuk dafkish. That's what he's talking about. Obviously, there were whoever macholim, the Yerushalmi macholim, right? he was aware that one kitchen activity is to make shalom. So therefore, he asked the question: Eich mishkachas lo she ischaye mishum sholik, mashal nilma michuvim mamashel. How would you list sholik as separate? Sholik is mamashel, nothing else. A little longer cooking, shorter cooking. The way out answer he tries to give, right, is significant because it teaches important halacha. V'nira li, listen carefully. The mashkachas lo she shola kechotzi grogris. I skipped that for you last time, and we're involved with you. The sheer bishul's grogris, size of a fig. So a fellow went ahead, and he cooked a half a fig to death. Sholok. V'achakach sholak oit kechotzi grogris. Half a fig at a time. If you tell me that sholik is not called bishul, it's a different kind of malocha. Right? In Cain, bishol shen is bashul chotzi shir ha'achon lesser lekama the kolso malachta harishona. Why? Because when he cooked the first half, right? And you tell me that sholeik is poto. Why? Why is sholeik poto? Because sholeik is not bishul, and it's not, you don't hold that sholeik. The Shami tells me sholeik is. So therefore, just important. Get a scenario. So fellow should go ahead and want to make sholeik, and sholeik is not an acceptable form of cooking. If you don't hold like Yerushalmi, right, then so that's a kind of makalkol, not a bishul. You take something, you cook it to death, that's not an avo. Then, what he did the first time, a chotzi sholeik, he didn't make a malocha. After that, right, he went ahead, he carried outside a sheer half of a fig, right? And then he brought it back in again, v'chniso, v'yachakach, then hotzi kichotzi gogrisheni. Then he brings it out again. Did he do a maisa malocha of carrying a grogris mi reshus to reshus? No. Why? When he took it back in, kolso maisa reshona. His first act of taking it out no longer exists, because he took it back in. That undid it. Therefore, Rachanami, im no ma the sholeik lo choshev mevashel, im kein kol samalachto. Right? Al kein ishmino Yerushalmi, the sholeik choshev kemevashel, valashliko namachayev. Therefore, ahava kibot sola, afagav deino mevashel mamish. Considered sole only a toloda mevashel. So okay, so this is not exactly mevashel. So it's a toloda mevashel. Ulefize nire the bebosa becholov kaigav nepoto lishitas hayoshomim meyachad bebosa becholov ra esra betoldos. Unbelievable conclusion. Therefore, he says, is it bishul or is it not bishul? If it's not bishul, then he did nothing. Right? No deraisa, not to be mitzarif. Comes in the Shami and tells you, no, you're right. Sholeik is not bishul, but it's a talon of bishul. Fine. So it's a talon of bishul. Therefore, he's chayev as talon of bishul. But by Bosa Becholov, there is no talon of bishul. Toloda is a unique concept only for Hilcha Shabbos. Therefore, by Bishul, Bosa Becholov, you cook a little bit, It's also vanor. You cook a lot, then it becomes kosher again. You got that? Way off. How can you end up with such a thing like that? Okay, look again. Therefore, the cheetahs are yet shown them, Shebisif Aleph, that Sholok is not Bishul. Sholok is only a Tolod of Bishul. Because most likely, if Sholok is unique, it's like Sole. So there's a Sholok, there's Sole, there's Metagin, right? But, yeah, they're all also for Shabbos, but it's Tolodo. But Basra Becholov has no Tolodos. No such thing as a concept Tolodo, right? Basra Becholov is literal definition. It says, Lo Savashel Gedi. If this is not called Bishul, then it's not a Maisa Bishul, period.
Oh, so Rabbi Chorah, he wants to say that if you cook Basra Becholov the regular way, but overcook the Basra Becholov, no longer Basra Becholov.
It's not also Mano.
Whoa, that's
right?
That's not normative.
How's that? Okay.
Why the hana? Why the
that's end up. You see, we'll learn later. That's especially he's not perturbed.
So isn't the Ramah against this?
Huh?
I remember when I did Isser Behetzer, there's a halacha I think according to the Ramah that even if you take Basar B'Cholov and totally burn it to the point where it's ash, it's still also hana.
Sure.
So that's totally against this completely.
Yeah, no, that's something else. No, that's he means even after the Basar B'Cholov. It became Basar B'Cholov because you cooked it.
Right.
Then you go ahead and you burn it to an ash, right?
Still aser.
It's also because it's not from the nisrofim, it's from the nikborim. It's from aser banor. Aser banor, there's no end to it.
Right.
When it's been on nisrofim, there's nice and mitzvoso.
So nuuk, according to Eglei Tal, at one point it is
basar. No. Don't.
I keep cooking, it becomes shulak. So nuuk, it should
don't
be
aser banor. Don't accuse the Eglei Tal yet. This is his style. I'll say anything as sensational as it sounds, it follows my rules. I'm going step by step. Follow me along, okay? That's what he said was 100% right. Again, if Sholok is not Bishul, right? And if Sholok is not Bishul itself, but it's also Tolodo of Bishul, then it should follow that it's only applicable to Halacha Shabbos. Other halachos, but don't have the concept of tolodo, right? Therefore, by Basar B'Cholov, it wouldn't apply. That's so far. He's not going to stop there.
But why are we saying behana versus beachila?
Huh?
If we're saying already that it's a tolada, the bishul of Basar B'Cholov until the sholek level, then why are we talking about asur behana or mutar behana as opposed to mutar beachila?
No
difference?
No, it should be no different. We're talking midaraisa. Oh, Yeshloma, the Das Harambam, Bishode Sichsel Atuno. You remember the? I'm using the names. Okay. Yitzhak, you want to let Chavadel look in with you? So he can. There you go. By the way, what happened with Mordechai Ziv?
Well, he always said he's going to come sporadically. He said he wouldn't be able to come every single year.
So they say he won't be able to come. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. But other days he just doesn't come. But today he said he's not going to come. That's different. You have to have two. You have to list them separately. When he says he's not coming, and when he doesn't come, those are two separate attendance sheets.
But he said that for the semester he's going to.
Yeah.
He said that for the semester he's won't be able to make it this year.
Yeah.
So often.
All right. Oh, yes, Loma, that's Harambam. We showed the Sitzel Latuna. This is really close to what we have to say. Remember the case? You throw a wet log into the oven. Eino chayev ala ripu shebetchila. he doesn't didn't learn kata by nigmara necessarily. His iso is not that he went ahead, as I said, that when he heats up the log softens. You remember the klal of Bishul is, take something hard and make it soft, take soft, make it hard. He says, where does iso be though when he heated the log? He pulled twice. First he made it soft, then he made it hard. Two kinds of Bishul. Right now, one act, there was a. He did two types of Bishul in one act. So, no. He's not chayim on the softening, on the ripuch of betriva. Mishum shev tachles hakavanoso she yiskase v'yibbo.
Right.
No. Right? His mleches marsheves was to make it hard, not to make it soft. She yiskame v'yibbo achakak, moshis boil for enu. Hachanami, im no mal sholuk enuke mevusho. Then yifto hasholik ala bishul shel esbashul tchila, mishum shetachnes kavanoso lishrika, the ainu kibishul, ubishabes meleches hashemes osatova, al kenish miyono ayoshalmi ashrika levad chayev. That's the way we like to learn chat. Not now becomes a rational thing. What is he saying, telling you? The ainu chanami. That if I put in the vegetables to cook because I want to blend it. Then there was no maisa bishul, only maisa shiluk. There was no kavona on the bishul.
It's really right. Pushing it.
Yeah.
But it's a psik resha though.
I'm sorry?
So new, is it an episode psik resha? No,
psik resha.
For you to get to shuluk, you have to go through
the
area of bishul
No. You catch this point, the very critical point. And he's right on this one. Why? The Maisa Bishul is only a Maisa Bishul if I intended it to be. I didn't want the Maisa Bishul. It got cooked. I went ahead and I put a pot on the fire. And I had no intention of cooking it.
You came
along and put the fire on. You're chayev, I'm not chayev. Okay, listen. Right. Over here, there were two keys. First, you have to accept there were two activities, two human activities. We call them lamates melochos. There are two human activities, she'osra tola. Right? One human activity is called bishul. One human activity is called shiluk. They're two separate activities, two separate culinary activities. And therefore, the fact that you have to get to shiluk, you have to get the having it cook an hour before it cooks for 2 hours, that makes no difference. If the maisa malocha is to cook for 2 hours, and 1 hour is a chotzi shir for that malocha, it's a chotzi shir for that malocha. It's not also melatora. It's a different malocha. This is the approach you're taking, and it's a valid, I think, it allows someone to say that quite accurately, because he says, since Malechas Machshavas of Satorah, you can't call the Maisa Bishul as my Malechas Machshavas. Not the Psik Reish or not. Nothing's happening to there like a dead chicken in Tilas Hashoma. It got cooked, so.
Why? You know for a fact it's going to cook.
So now you have two shiurim and cook. Sure, it's going to cook. And I don't know it's going to cook. But I say that cooking is what is not yet no Gomar Bishulu. It isn't finished yet. More analogous in your mind to the case of Makabah Patish, to the case of the glass blower. I know I made a kli, but if my intent is only to have a kli, what? That is, has a shmitchik on it, has something on it, then I didn't make the kli yet. Therefore, he's not chayev al zbona. But only be chayev when he finishes it, because Makabah Patish. I can't get to Makabah Patish till I get the first 1,000 Makabah Patish before I get to the last Makabah Patish, right? But those don't count, because my makrobe is only al sofo.
But Rabbi, when we did the previous Gemara and Rashi, and we had the who can do more than the other with the baskets and the tanur, they still had a chatat for each one of the stages. 7 for this one, 8 for this one. So bishul is another isur in the way. So it's two. It's bishul and shulek.
No. There, each melacha, we'll see the same with Ben Shapa later. Each melacha is distinct by osa chavita. When he makes the chavius, each melacha nothing to do with the other melacha.
But they build on one another to make the sofo shel kavanato.
That's what he says. So when you have a goal, right? There, and in that goal you have to accomplish 5, 6, 7 melachos. I have to build a house. I say my goal is to have a house, not to do holes in the ground. I get holes in the ground, I gotta paint, I gotta cement, etc., etc. Each one is a melacha and stands by itself. There. Over here, the key to Hezbo here is that Sholek is not Bishul. That there is an activity called Sholek, an activity called Bishul.
But you have to do the bishul activity.
No, but one mice putting the pot on the oven. That's the mice malacha you want to charge me for. In the case of chavita, each time I did a different mice malacha. Here's one mice malacha. No, he makes a very valid point. Okay, next. What's the problem? What about you? Okay, I don't want to get lost forever. Skip with me to Vav. What he says here is highly questionable. But in that way, wants to claim that this is Nixos Hanasme Erev Shabbos, a new concept. We didn't learn that in the Gemara yet. It's a difficult concept. It has to do with Chazorah, where the Chazor is only on something which was on the fire Friday and take it off, but something was never on the fire Friday, right? Well, Divrei Yerushalmi, look at Vav. The Sholek hu chiyuva for the Asma kvot Tzomer. That's exactly what Yerushalmi is teaching us. Rav Reishayin Tess, Vav. Hine l'chura koshe. Kol mevushol sheshoko Yisrael kama mevushol shetzolo l'shita sefer yireyim. Shmosha Yisba, we didn't learn that yet. Sefer yireyim. Okay. Sefer yireyim is Rav Lezer Mimitz. All right. What do you say there? You can't have it both ways. Either the taina that every sholek involves bishul, either that's valid, right? Unless you say sholek is a unique form of cooking, so unique like tzliya, tzola and mtagen, right? Are unique forms of bishul. Therefore, with if you hold that mitagin tzola after bishul is chayev, that we learned already in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Ein bishul lachal bishul, aber yesh tzli lachal bishul, yesh bishul lachal tzli. So why don't you look upon sholik as what?
Sholik lachal bishul.
It's tzli lachal bishul. And here you get another good hesbe. See what a good mind does. Look inside. Hine luchura kosher. Kol mevushol b'shasholko. Yischai kol mevushol shasolo l'shita sefer yireyim. Why? Because yireyim, we leave the yireyim out. We have that later. We didn't get to with yireyim. V'lomo sosmo kol haposu v'koso. The meyacha shen izbashel shuv eino shum bishul. That's almost, right, unanimous. In Bishul Acha Bishul. What's Bishul called? Give me the words you call. Bishul called Soko. Right? Bishul called Soko. Acha Bedrosoi, there is Bishul maybe, according to some. Right? Not like Hananya. But Bishul called Soko, everybody agrees, in Bishul Acha Bishul. Yet if you fry it, if you broil it after that, there is. Hello, Imbra Shenu Oud Harbe Ache Ishlok, Israel, Shitza Seferim. That's just if you're able to sign it, that Shoko, Acha Bishul, Yechayev for the Shoko, right? Why? Because you went ahead, you took something in this basho, Kol Tzorko, right? a fella prepared his vegetable dish to serve as a side dish, vegetables, fully cooked. Came along another fellow and said, no, I want to make a puree. I want to make it into a puree of vegetables. So what do? I put it back on the fire and cook another 2 hours. Nu, did he do anything? If sholeik is a unique form of bishul, then there's yesh bishul acha bishul, even by this bashal called soko. So why is it a kind of a musko b'fi kol? Everybody agrees. Ein bishul acha bishul, if bishul called soko. Is that true? Even bishul called soko, the yesh bishul acha bishul. How? By making into sholok. What would I say? If I stopped here, I said, he's right, so what's so terrible? Everybody says, ein bishul acha bishul. There's no bishul acha bishul. Aber sholok acha bishul there is. What's so terrible? It's a perfectly acceptable stance. That's tzli acha bishul. You seem to read, ein bishul acha bishul. Oh, this is fully cooked. You can't do anything more with it. Why not? I can put it in the oven and bake it. I'll be higher. It doesn't mean that now you have a freebie now. Now you can do whatever you want. Not true. After it's cooked, fully cooked, there's some things I can do that's also. So I cook it further, and it should enter into the stage of sholok. Then it'll be sholok. What's so terrible? Because he wants to get the svare, the fabulous svare. Yeah.
Isn't there just a major chiluk between shaluk and the others? Because tzli is a very, very distinct process of cooking. We're cooking over an open fire. Cooking afia is a very distinct thing. Where it's not over an open fire, it's just a dry hisoris. Bishul is with a liquid. Tigun is with no liquid at all. Shaluk is not a distinct cooking process.
You can't
process.
Have it both ways. If it's not distinct, then it's nothing more than bishul.
What makes and Echanami, that's what I want to say. That's why I think those four is very difficult.
But we lay down the rule already. Sholok is unique, right? That you couldn't start. That's what the Chiddush Yerushalmi wants. That sholok is a unique process, similar to tzola, similar to betagin, right? Then you end up, you can't have it both ways.
It's just that all of a sudden the Yerushalmi is saying it doesn't matter what the process is, what matters is the outcome. And the outcome is it seems like we're switching in the middle.
You're on a path, okay, just don't fall off. B'tzorach lomar, the lo dummy, the tzli acha bishul. Right? You see how you read that carefully? The lo dummy, don't be stupid. You can't compare it to tzli acha bishul. Right? Don't act like a dummy. Right? The tzli who, watch it, what you started to say, tzli does something. There is a meleches tikkun, not just a meleches machshavas, I wanted to do it, but I accomplished something by it. Show me what you did. So if I go ahead and I broil it, I take half and broil it, don't broil the other half, then I compare the two. Oh, this one was broiled. I see a difference between the two. The tzli who makbit haboso, but this is the hezma. Broiling dries out the meat. Vuhu hefres le bishul, that's the opposite of bishul. Bishul hydrates the meat. Al kein sfir le la sefi reim, the tzli acha bishul chayev, why? Mishum the tzli, this is mevatel la habishul. Nice analysis. Abo shrika lo shayach lo mal shiyabata la bishul. Adarabba, shrika is tosefet bishul. No, but you can't have it both ways. So it's not unique, right? No. Okay. After sholeg have a kamotzola, mikomokom ein lechaybu al shrika achabishul. Mishum delom avatalei. Sholeg is a malacha that's unique. And therefore, it's not bishul, it's sholeg. But if it's unique, why don't you give it the same halacha as sola? That ain't bishul achabishul, but yesh sola achabishul, yesh sholik achabishul. So no. You still have to look at the maisa malacha. And in the maisa malacha, there's no malachas tikkun, right? The malachas tikkun is when they make a shinui in the chayfetz. If there's no shinui in the chayfetz, right? Why isn't sholeg a shinu in the chayfetz? That they want to grant you to be fully cooked, the special called soko, and to cook a little bit more may very well be a malacha sholeg in its initial. When I start off, I want to make sholeg. I say, well, that's not bishul, right? You're making sholeg. So lechatchile, the recipe that you have has in it a warning: do not cook, only overcook. Don't make a mistake in cooking, because this is made for overcooking. But if you want to be mechayev me for doing a maaseh melacha after it was cooked, I cannot be mechayev you unless you show me that you did something which is a melechas tikkun, you've accomplished something. To make it fall apart more, I don't look upon that as a melechas tikkun. Lechatchile, I want to cook it till it falls apart, therefore earlier cooking is not my intent. Therefore, you can't be mechayev me for that. Sholeg is unique. Not so unique, however, that it can undo the Maaseh Bishul. Shouldn't think that he's not aware that this is not easy to defend. Again, let me put it down in the form of the kasha on him. You can have it both ways. If sholeg is a unique malacha, that's what started off. The chiddush Yerushalmi is that sholeg, like tzola, is a unique malacha. Then suddenly you tell me, it's not a unique malacha because it doesn't undo doesn't change the texture of the original bishul. Can have it both ways, and it's not a unique malacha. He has to find himself to akol zehu lidon. The osa av v'toloso ein chayev el achas. The akol malacha achas. Says I can get along with this svara, but it doesn't cost me anything. That's the way to look at it. Why? So therefore, what? What do you want to tell me? Chayev two times two chatos? Nonsense. Ah, but toloda the day you don't have it. If it's a toloda like Torah, there'll only be one av anyway, only one chatos anyway. You're not going to lose anything by calling it a unique melacha, not a unique melacha. The gabi ma. If it's a unique melacha, then you should get two chatos. No, that I did with one maaser, I did bishul and shalom, right? So still an av but toloda the day. I'm only chayv one chatos anyway. Look inside. Akol ze only nidon. Da osa abe tolod oso ein chai vel achas. Da kol moloch achas. Al keini efshe la chai mevushu shoko. I can't charge you for mevushu shoko. Why? Kol kamo the svara of the Sefer Yireim. If I destroyed the previous molocha, then I start like a new. Then I can get a new chatos. But kol kamad lo mevatalei mishum shemalocha zug fayet bo v'lo chinish bo malocha. אף ששוליק הוא רק תולדו למבשל, ומלאכס השליקו עדיין לא היו בו, מכל כך, מה לי יד, מה לי תולדו, הכל מלאכה הזה. הלו חידיש בו מלאכה. בוד מי צלי, רק בצלי אחרי בישול, וימבטל לי לבישול, הרי הוא כאילו לא ימבושל מעולם, אם כן, הרי הוא חידיש בו מלאכה. אבל לרב אליעזר, who says that יחי ותולד במקום אב, וכל תולד חשוב ומלוך מלעצמו, אם כן מבושל של שולקו, אבטה שליקו אין מבט לבישל, מכל מוקום, you can have it both ways. If you tell me that שולק is a new מלוכה, הרי חידיש בו מלוכה של שליקו, היא מלוכה חדושה. אם כן שפי חי ורב אליעזר מחי ותולד במקום אב. Here you have a unique thing in the Egli Tal Hashmoto. I won't go into it now, I'm running out of time, but we'll pick that up. But you should know, this is an idea of what his purpose was. All these svaras I give you, this is the way a human mind is supposed to approach halacha. Right. This is Achi says, the Shashapti. In Gorm Elu Muchochim. Doesn't what I just told you isn't absolutely so. Doesn't have to be. It is not critically so. It is not inevitably so. I could see it differently also. I could see another svara also. Right? What basically? What's the other svara? That if the masim are not mishalfim, right? It is not a unique malocha that he does. That even according to Rabbi Elazar, the chayv tolod of a mokum. The Mokamav won't be Mechayiv in this case. The Toloda has to be something different. Why? The Mokam we have for Rabbi Elazar is and Zore, right? And Zriya, rather. And Zriya, what do you have there? Have a Toloda, watering is a Toloda of Zriya, of seeding. I can see why it should be listed separately. Like holding a hose and throwing seed in the ground, two separate. You need a unique Maise Malacha, because I get behind it all that Malachas Machshavas also told. You can't go ahead and equate it with any other standard of what you call work. I can call a Sholok a new Malacha, but I can't call it a new Malacha Legabi Chiv.
Right. It's the same Maise, right?
Okay. That's as much as I want to cover over here. The next thing we'll cover next week now is a question: is Krivas Panim used as an example as a standard for what is called Afia, right? Nikrimu Panov. Is that Afia Lukul Alma only according to Rab Chananya? According to Rab Chananya, where you hold that Machal Brenda Soy is Bishul, therefore Krivas Panim is Bishul. But don't tell me that Krivas Panim means that in the middle, it's all fully baked. He told me the crust forms on the outside is called Maisafia. Fully baked. So after now, when we talk about Krivas Panim, is that called Ofui? Or only according to Chananya, who paskens that Michael Ben Dosoi is called Bishul? Or is that a standard for everybody else? And that's the Geos Halacha
Maisa. So, Rabbi, what's Krivas Panim?
Cross forms.
Cross
forms. Yeah, we had for Rode Sapas.
Right, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, where is it in the Eglital?
Okay. Let me do something with you on the Chumash. I didn't take the... I prepared a Chumash.